Hi there, it's Dana Rayburn. Welcome to the ADHD Procrastination Cure. This is a mini teleclass I've put together just for ADHD live wires. What's a live wire? It's the people that have signed up to get my ADHD Success Club newsletter and download free stuff and get good offers on things and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I'm Dana Rayburn. I am an ADHD coach. I've been doing this for, gosh, a long time, 18, 19 years, something like that. And I want to tell you today about the ADHD procrastination cure. This is plucked straight from my ADHD Success Club modules. This is an all-time favorite, in fact, with my ADHD Success Club members, and that's why I picked it for you. This is one of the ones they say makes the biggest difference in their lives and really helps them stop procrastinating. Procrastination is one of the key problems with ADHD. You know that. I don't even need to say it. If you've got ADHD, you struggle with procrastination every single day. When we procrastinate, we can waste time doing everything but what we need to do. We can go an entire day without getting done the top priority, that thing that we woke up this morning and said, I'm going to do that today. We can procrastinate all day and not get it done. Procrastination causes clutter and stress. It causes conflict. It ruins our reputations with other people. It makes our spouses angry with us. But worst of all, it makes us angry with ourselves. It ruins our self-esteem. It trashes our self-respect. Life's really hard when you can't trust yourself, what you promised yourself you do. It's hard when other people can't trust you, but I think it's even worse when you can't trust yourself. So if you have ADHD, you're a procrastination expert. You know when you're procrastinating, you find any and everything to do but what you're supposed to do. You check your email. You read a book. You check Instagram. You watch TV. You surf the internet, play a game. Sometimes we even procrastinate in good ways, maybe by getting something done that we needed to do, but it's not the most important thing. Like at home when you clean the kitchen instead of doing your taxes, or at work when you clear out your email inbox instead of making your expense reports or filing those papers that you needed to get filed. Today, I'm going to teach you two of my favorite procrastination tips, simple tools that will help you get moving when you procrastinate. So you start to get stuff done. So instead of staying frustrated that you're procrastinating, you can do something about it. The first thing I want you to do when you find yourself procrastinating is to shift your thinking. So much of living with ADHD, so much of succeeding with ADHD is increasing our awareness and changing our mindset. Instead of going through life just flailing about without paying attention to what we're doing, we need to start building that awareness so we can affect change. Your lifelong habit of getting frustrated and mentally flailing yourself when you're procrastinating doesn't help you. It doesn't solve a thing. In fact, it only makes you feel worse, and it makes you feel horrible about yourself. So here's what I want you to do. When you're doing everything but what you told yourself you're going to do, when you're doing everything but what you need to do, when you're not following through on your commitments, instead of going into shame and frustration, I want you to do something else. Go into investigation mode. Do what I call a procrastination investigation. Why? Because, as I said, getting frustrated with yourself doesn't change a darn thing. It doesn't help. Investigation and action are the keys to getting out of the procrastination mess that you're in. Your investigation starts with what I call a procrastination conversation. What's that? A procrastination conversation is the conversation that happens in your head. The phrases you tell yourself, the lies, the things you say to justify why you should not do what you need to do. And when I say lies, I use that very lovingly. I don't mean that you are a liar, but we lie to ourselves a lot. By the conversations, you're going to hear that in just a moment when I tell you a couple of my favorite procrastination conversations that I hear a lot. What's snazzy about procrastination conversations is that when you start to listen and pay attention, you can hear them in your mental chatter. When you start to notice you will hear the stream of conversation that's going on in your brain all the time. And with ADHD, it's a lot. And then you can start to pick out the procrastination conversations. When you can pick them out, that's when you can do something about them. There are two procrastination conversations that my clients talk about the most. The first one is, I don't wanna. I also call that the toddler brain. The second one is, I'll do it later. And these affect almost every client I've ever worked with, and I still hear them frequently rattling around in my brain, and I know what to do about them now, though. You're about to know what to do about them. Let me explain a little bit about the different conversations, though. The I don't want a conversation is when that little whiny voice says, I don't want to pick up my clothes off the floor. I don't want to make the bed. I don't want to hang up my wet towel. I don't want to file those papers. I do call this the toddler brain. Don't take offense at that. But somewhere along the line, I realized that I, like every other person with ADHD I know, we got the impression that in life we don't have to do things if we don't want to do them. That's why I want you to become really clear about the conversations going on in your brain so you can notice when that internal toddler is running your show. My mental toddler chimes in all the time. She talks to me daily. This morning, she tried to convince me not to put, just to leave my dirty dishes in the sink. I don't want to do those right now, she whined. Fortunately, I am onto her games. I am onto her tricks. I hear her now. I identify her whining, and I know what to do to handle her. And I'll tell you what that is in just a moment. Hang on with me. And yes, she really does whine and say, I don't wanna. The other procrastination conversation that happens a lot is actually a classic, and we fall for it every time because it sounds very, very rational. It sounds very reasonable. We look at the dirty dish and say, I'll do that later. Same with the bills, the filing, filling in our expense report, making the bed, doing the laundry, picking up the clutter off the floor. Oh, I'll do that later, we say as we walk by. I did that just last night. I was out walking around in the yard playing with the dogs, and I saw that the steps needed to be swept off. I'll do that later, I said. Well, later didn't happen yesterday, but by darn if I'm not going to get it done today, and I will. I promise. Anyway, we sound so sincere and well-meaning when we say, I'll do it later, that we really don't even think about it as procrastination, but it is. When you start to notice your internal conversations, I bet you'll hear, I'll do it later, a lot. I can't tell you how many times I hear, I'll do it later, in my mental chatter. So what do you do about it? First, listen and hear the conversation. I don't wanna, I'll do it later. You may have some others as well. You probably do. Most of the people I work with do. Those are the biggies, though. You may think, oh, I can't pay attention to it, I can't hear. Give it a go and try. Most everybody I know, once they become aware of this, really start to pick it up, and they become appalled at how many times they say the procrastination conversation. So first, you got to hear it, and you get practice of hearing it. The second step is challenging it. How? I recommend talking to yourself, either silently or aloud if you're by yourself. What I do is I say, no, Dana, do it now. But that's not even enough. You need the third tool, and this one I love. It's the procrastination zapper. The procrastination zapper is essentially a form of self-coaching, talking your way into action. I find the zapper is a great tool. It's kind of like the Swiss Army knife for procrastination. It's very simple. All you do is tell yourself, this is what I'm going to do next. So instead of focusing on a long list of things you want to do, just pick one tiny thing to get started, a small step, and do it right then. Often when we procrastinate, it's because we're thinking about an entire project which has many steps, many tasks. It's too overwhelming. With ADHD, we can't wrap our brains around stuff that's too overwhelming. You can't do a whole project right now. You can't fill out a whole expense report right now, but you can take the first step. You can do a little bit of it. So instead of saying, I'm going to write that report that's due, say, I'm going to write three things in the outline of the report. If the smallest task you can think of still seems too overwhelming or hard, say you're just going to do 5 minutes of that small task right now, or just 2 minutes. Make it so ridiculously easy that you can do it. So there you have it. First, listen to the procrastination conversation. Second, challenge it. No, do it now. And then tell yourself, this is what I'm going to do next. Pick a small step or a small amount of time and get started. Often, getting started is all we need to do. Once we get started, we can move through and keep getting things done. All right, that's all there is to it. Notice, challenge, use the zapper to get into action. This is what I'm going to do next. And then take a small step. Did you like this? I hope so. This is an example of the kind of useful information members of the ADHD Success Club learn every single week. It's teleclasses like this, but it also has accountability. It has individual coaching within the group. It has support from a secret Facebook group. One of the beautiful things about that everybody really loves is being in a community of other people that struggle just like they do. Because one of the hard things with ADHD is we think we're the only one. So as I'm coaching someone else and you're listening to that, you're also learning what you can do for yourself. It's a fabulous group. People are actually making substantial changes in the way they live with ADHD. It's affordable. I'm very accessible and available to everybody. I want everyone to succeed in this. And so it's not me standing off on a pedestal. We're in there. We're all working on it together. And I want you to have the Success Club members to have the best experience possible. Anyway, if you're interested, I hope you'll consider joining. You'll be really glad you did. You can find out more on my website, www.DanaRayburn.com, or if you have any questions, you can email me, DANA@DANARAYBURN.com. Thanks a lot. I hope that you have enjoyed the ADHD procrastination cure and that you can put this to use in your life so you can start getting stuff done and stop feeling so frustrated with living with ADHD. I hope to see you on the Success Club. Take care. Have a wonderful day. And here's to your ADHD success.